Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
Hi, I'm Holly Strand of Stokes Nature Center in beautiful Logan Canyon. Dinosaur fever was rampant in the late 1800s and early 1900s. Andrew Carnegie, the wealthy steel magnate, was not immune. He wanted a huge dinosaur skeleton for the Carnegie Museum in Pittsburgh. So in 1908, Museum Director W.J. Holland and paleontologist Earl Douglas explored the hills along the Green River near Jensen, Utah. They found a 6-foot thigh bone of a dinosaur. Douglas marked the spot and returned the following year to explore some more. It didn't take Douglas very long to get what he was after. In August of that same year, he came upon the tail section of an Apatosaurus in Morrison Foundation outcrops. Within weeks, Douglas had uncovered an almost complete skeleton, including 64 tail vertebrae, more than twice as many that had ever been found in this type of dinosaur. Then, to his amazement, a second Apatosaurus lay right beneath the first. There was plenty more to uncover. For 15 years, Douglas worked what became known as the Carnegie Quarry. He unearthed nearly 20 complete skeletons of Jurassic dinosaurs, including Diplodocus, Dryosaurus, Stegosaurus, Barosaurus, and Camarasaurus. Local residents in Jensen and Vernal supported Douglas's work. They visited the quarry, sold him food and supplies, and occasionally assisted in excavations. Eventually, they began to dream about the quarry's potential as a tourist attraction and the effect that that would have on their economy. Although Douglas worked for Carnegie, he shared the locals' vision of a public exhibit of skeletons on location in northeast Utah. Unfortunately, public education and improvement of local economies were not goals of the early dinosaur industry. The Carnegie Museum shipped all excavated material back to Philadelphia. In effect, the dinosaur quarry was like any other mine, being stripped of valuable material. Furthermore, the Carnegie refused access to other research parties, including those of the National Museum and the University of Utah. In 1915, the federal government tried to break the monopolistic hold Carnegie held on excavations by establishing Dinosaur National Monument. At first, the monument was an 80-acre tract around the quarry. Later, it was enlarged to encompass the spectacular canyons of the Green and Yampa Rivers in neighboring Colorado. In 1916, Congress created the National Park Service, which took control of national monuments. But without funds and political interest, visitor infrastructure in the monument remained undeveloped for decades. In 1948, state funds helped establish the Utah Fieldhouse of Natural History in nearby Vernal. Then in 1957, a public park exhibit was created to showcase the Carnegie Quarry itself, just as Douglas and the Utah residents had desired. Nearly 1,600 bones were exposed in place, forming an entire wall of the visitor center. Sadly, the building was closed in 2006 due to the serious safety hazards caused by an inadequate foundation. In April of this year, the park announced the award of $13.1 million in stimulus funds to demolish and replace condemned portions of the Quarry Visitor Center. Construction is anticipated to take between a year and a year and a half. The reopening of the Quarry Exhibit and Visitor Center could be as early as summer 2011. Perhaps at last the Quarry and Dinosaur National Monument will have a memorial that is worthy of its remarkable ancient inhabitants. Thanks to the Rocky Mountain Power Foundation for supporting research and development of this Wild About Utah topic. For Wild About Utah and Stokes Nature Center, I'm Holly Strand.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah comes from the College of Natural Resources at Utah State University. Information is at cnr.usu.edu.